So we're doing some real early stage research on how people shop for and buy cars. So we're going to go on and do some real formal, crazy, huge research months down the road. But all we're trying to do at this point is get language around how people describe their car shopping and buying experience, right? So we're looking for just your story, how you came to buy the car that you bought.
Okay.
No right or wrong answers because it's just your story. And there are going to be times where we're vague and we're kind of up in the atmosphere, and then we're going to go really, really deep. And the way to think about it is, it's as if I was filming a documentary about how people shop for cars over the last 25 years. And I'm standing over your shoulder, you're in the dealership. I want to know everything that I need to describe that scene. Who was with you? What time of day was it? What was the salesperson like? Kind of set the scene for me so I can recreate it and I can kind of relive it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
We're going to go for about 35 minutes.
Game on is when the phone is up. Game off is when the phone is down. Game off is mean we're going to talk to you. So game on, game off. So part of it is I want this half of the room to think of yourselves as a car manufacturer. I want you to think about features and benefits and everything that he's going to talk about his car. Over here, I want you guys to think about yourself as a car dealer, the person who's actually delivering the car. So listen to this interview as if you're the service provider of bringing the car to the market. Go ahead.
So what did you buy?
What car did you buy?
I bought a 2012 Comfortline Volkswagen Jetta.
Comfortline.
What color is it?
Silver.
Silver. Have you named it yet?
No.
Do you name your cars?
No, I'm not a car guy at all.
You're not a car guy at all. When did you buy it?
I think it was February 28th of this year.
So, and
it was definitely the end of February.
The end of February. Okay. Where did you? What dealer?
Some super shady-looking used car dealer. Wow. In an industrial lot, like outside of Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't go to a dealer?
I did, but after that, I was like, I'm willing to deal with anyone.
All right. Your bar's really low, guys. All right. So when did you have the first thought that you needed a car?
So I was using a car rental or car sharing, like a Zipcar, and like renting cars when I need them longer. Uh-huh. And I really, really didn't want to buy a car. I used to own a car, so I was always pushing against it. And my wife wasn't against owning one, but she wanted to have one. So we had a baby, and my wife was on maternity leave for a year. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, someday in the future, we're probably going to need a car. But let's, like, I had friends who had kids and they didn't have cars. So I was like, let's hold out as long as we can. And
so,
then.
So this is one of those things where you're just in your mind, it's like, don't want it, don't want anything to do it.
I don't want to maintain a car.
So you're literally pushing it out of your mind.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what, like, made me finally go, okay, we'll start looking at cars was because we were using like Zipcar or renting a car. Sometimes it would just be easier to use. My wife's family lives like an hour outside of Toronto. And we take these like commuter trains. And she missed the commuter train once and they only came once an hour. And she was on a like commuter train platform with a 6-month-old in the winter in Toronto for an hour. I was like, I would murder someone if I was in her scenario. Yeah. So I was like, okay, let's start looking for a car.
So it wasn't that it happened to her. It was the fact that you didn't want it to happen
right.
to you.
I was like, the fact that I don't want to buy a car, like just stranded my wife on a platform with my 6-month-old son.
It's bad enough for that, but the notion is like,
well,
okay.
What was the conversation with her? Was this like, you've been keeping me from buying a car and
no,
I asked her.
No, not at all. She was like, I was angrier about the scenario. I was like, oh my God, stupid GO train. Like,
yep.
They can't run trains on time. She was just like, oh, you know, he was like, Edison didn't, he was in good behavior and blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't a big deal.
Edison's your son?
Yeah.
What's the name of your wife?
Oriel.
Oriel and
I told her last night I was like, yeah, these guys might interview me. So she's like, okay, whenever you refer to me as your stunningly beautiful wife.
Perfect.
And she is.
So help me with the time a little bit. When was the baby born?
June 26th of 2012.
Okay.
So the year isn't up yet, right?
No. No.
So at this point in time, it's like she's, it's February somewhere. When was she stranded? What was the date she was stranded?
I think it must have been like early January.
Early January. So you had
early January, maybe late December, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like definitely winter time.
Yeah. But it wasn't so soon. Literally, you took 6 weeks, 8 weeks to go find a car still.
Yeah.
So how often was she going to her parents?
I'm sure we probably went like every week or two,
but then
there's like a mishmash of like. So like I found like a really good enterprise dealership near our place. So like they would drop like pick up and drop off a car. So like renting a car from them wasn't that bad. And then like Zipcar, like I would just be like, okay, well if I gotta pay like a daily rate from them, I just will. Or like get a lift into Hamilton with her sister or something like that. So there's like a mishmash of solutions, right?
Was that the last time she took the train, or was the train out at that point? Or
You know, it might have been. Might have been a lot. Like, she might have taken it maybe one more time. I don't think I've ever taken the GO train since then.
Okay. Since then. It was like, out.
Well, it's just like, well, the logistics of it is like, you got the baby's car seat on the stroller in there, and then like, whoever's picking you up at the train station, like where you're going, like my father-in-law are picking you up, is like, then you got to put the car seat in his car, and I was just like, okay, well, so like, and I got to inconvenience other people.
So it's a whole bunch of things, but that one extra thing just went,
phew. Yeah, I'm just like,
all right. So when did you start to look? Did you go online, or did you go to a dealer? How did you go get over it?
I started looking online. I guess because with Zipcar and with renting cars, I'd driven like, I don't know, like every brand and model of like kind of sedan that I was probably going to consider.
Yeah.
Because I knew like I'm just a frugal person by nature, so like I'm going to buy something like relatively cheap. So I had an idea of what I wanted, I would have totally been researching online.
So I can kind of feel like the energy of like, oh my God, she was stranded. She's kind of dealing with it, but in your mind, you're just like, this is no good. But do you remember the first time, it's like open the laptop or drive to the deal. What did you do the very first time that you actually like started thinking about?
Yeah. Thinking about it? I must have gone online and been like, what? Because I didn't probably have a concept of what a new car even costs at that point. So I used to own a Volkswagen, like that was the car I owned when I used to live in Seattle.
Yep.
But I never drove it, so when I moved back to Toronto, I got rid of it.
Yep.
So I'm sure the first thing I probably did was went to Volkswagen's website to see what a new Golf or Jetta or something.
But it sounds like you actually looked at Enterprise, you looked at other solutions, like the car thing was still off the table at some point in time, because you're looking for other solutions.
Oh yeah, like I either walk or bike to work. Like we rarely ever drive a car. Like we only use it for going to family or like driving to IKEA or like that kind of stuff. Like
driving to what's that like?
To IKEA?
Yeah.
Not that bad. Like just because of where we are in the city.
So you don't only you still only need a car every once in a while. I don't understand how you got a car.
If you want to go to IKEA in a Zipcar,
yeah,
it's like, okay, I gotta like try and guess how long like everything's gonna take me. So it's like, okay, this is probably should only be like a 90-minute trip, but I gotta rent the car for 4 hours because maybe my son's gonna like take a longer nap, and I gotta get and it's like harder to book them on the weekend, and I don't want to have to walk too far from him, and I gotta put the car seat in the stroller, and like there's all this extra time that I spend getting to the car, building up, and then whatever might extend the trip. And then when you're like, oh God, I just like spent an hour in IKEA and like I'm really like ready to kill someone, then instead of just going home and be like, oh, at least I'm done for the day, I gotta drive back to the Zipcar parking lot, go and then get my son out of our car seat and put him in a stroller and then walk like 20 minutes back to my house. And like and in all the steps, he probably wants to like just go for a nap or something. And so it's like, okay, I just wasted several hours of my time with this loop. And
So in the end, this is about just convenience. It's just making it that much easier.
Yeah.
All right. So help me, get me to the first like car search, car. Like at some point, when are you like, where are you?
So
are you
in Google? You said VW, like the VW dealership search?
You went to VW.
I probably went to VW.ca. I'm almost certainly typed
that
in.
Have you rented any VWs?
No.
So you didn't rent any VWs yet?
I might have gotten a Jetta like once at you usually get like American cars at, in like the occasional, like while renting cars or in Zipcar, I think I rarely ever got a Volkswagen, but I got like Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Toyota, Chevy, the whole gamut.
Yeah, yeah. So your first search is to VW?
Because I really liked my old Volkswagen.
Do you miss it?
That car, yeah, because I wanted the smallest car I could possibly buy, the smallest, cheapest car I could get, but unfortunately,
But the Jetta is not the smallest and cheapest.
It's definitely not the smallest, but all other things, it was pretty damn cheap what I got.
Wait, but okay, so the last Jetta you had, you said you didn't drive it that much.
I had a Golf. Yeah, but I got sentimental value.
So when did you, tell me about having that car. What was this, the college car? Was it after college?
Yeah, it was it was my dad's old, my dad got rid of that Volkswagen. He had a Volkswagen Golf, or he had this Volkswagen Golf, which was I had a sunroof, and it was the last design. So it was a 2000 Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah.
So I got that from him in my last year of university, and then I was living in Toronto for a bit, and then I took it out to Seattle. But like I said, when I was living there, I rarely ever drove it, but I think probably because I had it when I was in university in Toronto, I really liked it. And it's also Volkswagens are pretty good for tall people. The amount of leg room and stuff is good on it.
How did you, and you knew that from the old one, or how did you know that?
Well, I didn't know that was true about the Jetta until the new Jetta until I drove one.
But. Okay, got it. So VW, so find a dealer, drive to the dealership, and so what did you do on the VW site? Do you remember what you saw?
I probably just priced out I was okay, I gotta have what are the most bare requirements I need? And it's I need air conditioning, and I think that was about it. And then I was trying to get an idea of
Did you look at a Golf though, or you went right to the Jetta?
I think I did, but that Christmas I had rented a car for a week to go to my in-laws and my parents and stuff, and it was a Kia Forte, I think. And the trunk is it's a decent size, but it's bigger than a Golf's, and the thing was filled. Every square inch was packed with stroller, portable crib, Christmas gifts, our stuff. And I was just oh my God, we filled this thing. I was if we ever buy, when we buy a car, a hatchback is just not gonna do it.
And when was this? Sorry, I missed the date.
That was Christmas that I rented that car.
Got it, okay. So I want to know what the VW site looks like. Can you see all the models? How do you get to the Jetta? Is it do you go in and out of, I went in to look at the Golf for a little bit, I went in to look at the Jetta. How do you navigate that site? Do you remember? It's a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it was just, I don't remember what was on the main page, what they were trying to sell you. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure there's a drop down that was and it shows you all the different models. So there's, Golf, Jetta, Passat, EOS, whatever other weird cars they now sell.
Yep.
And on the Jetta, there's way too many lines. There's the standard ones, and then the hot, then there's Jetta GLI, and they're sold almost as two different products. So I was what's the difference? So then I kind of, dug into that. I was okay, price out, like I said, the lowest level Jetta with air conditioning.
Yeah.
What is that? And then I probably went to a couple other websites for different brands.
You didn't look for a Kia? Did you look for a Kia?
I did price out a Kia, yeah.
You did? Both all new, right?
Yeah, all the pricing out was new. There were certain brands I was just there's no way I'm going to buy them because of certain small design.
Which ones? Well, you're a designer,
I'm not a designer, but I guess I'm from a kind of design-driven company, so. There are certain things that I couldn't tolerate. I couldn't buy a Hyundai because there were certain things about the center console I just couldn't stand. And I couldn't buy a Honda because there were things about the panel I just couldn't stand. And,
so you just rejection right out?
Yeah, outright rejection. I knew that every time I drive the car, I'd be stupid piece of crap.
Wow. Yeah. Just design flaw.
Right, yeah.
Got it. And what, so Kia, what was
it? And I already didn't want to buy a car, so if I was going to curse the thing every day, I knew I wasn't going to.
What was it? Was it you didn't like it, or was it they didn't?
It wasn't well, there was some piece of the design I just didn't like.
Okay.
Can you give me one example?
In a lot of Toyotas, they have the dash is central. There's no way I was doing that. I was just it doesn't make sense to me. On a Hyundai, the buttons feel really cheap on all the things in the center console. On a Honda, it's not like they don't have, the gauges aren't like mechanical, they're just like digital displays. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm driving like a Ford from the 80s or something. It's like they just cracked the technology. I was like, it's just not a nice tactile experience.
Yep,
got it. And so the people who made the list were VW and Kia. Anybody else?
What else? I looked at priced out a Subaru, like the cheapest car they had. I can't even remember what the model was now. Subaru, what else? Because they had like dirt cheap financing.
What does that mean, dirt cheap financing?
Like they had like 0% financing for like 5 years in the car, and I was like, well, maybe I can justify something like a new car that I don't have to worry at all about it. Like in terms of like if anything goes wrong with this car, I'm gonna be like, go to the dealership and be like, hey, this is your car that I hate.
So you had that concern the whole time.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure I got this right. You bought it from a used car guy.
Oh yeah, I could not believe when I was like, I cannot believe I'm giving this guy like $14,000. Like,
so you didn't even.
He literally looked like a Russian mobster working out of like a trailer. Like, it's ridiculous.
And the notion is you were looking at Subaru because they had cheap financing.
Yeah, like they're also, but like. You know, the car had like utility to it that I liked, and then like there's the design of it was like it met my like base requirements for design.
Okay, so
and utility, I guess.
Sure. So, let's just move ahead for a second. So at what point did you start to actively go look at cars? Did you actually go look at cars?
No, like because I said like I drove every car, I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
So then.
But you hadn't driven. Wait, you didn't drive a VW.
Yeah. Well. So when I actually went to a dealership, like the first time I test drive the Jetta, I was like, okay, this is.
When was that?
Like maybe 5 days before I bought the car.
So this is. So
I pretty much settled that I was going to buy a Jetta at that point. I'm like, unless the test drive goes horrific.
And so where did you, that was a different dealership, right? So this is like February 20 something.
23rd, so.
And that was that a new car dealership you drove it at?
Yeah. It was a Volkswagen dealership.
Like an actual, okay.
Which one, do you know? Where was it?
It was right near Pearson. It was, I can't remember the name of the dealership, but.
Got it, but it was near, where was it near again?
Pearson? It was near the airport.
Near the airport, I got it, okay. So when did you go? What day did you go to drive it?
But like what day of the week?
Yeah.
I think it was a Monday because we actually.
A Monday?
Yeah.
How do you find time on a Monday to go drive a car?
Because I just didn't have time on the weekend. Like, and so I think I had to, I think the reason I scheduled that together is because I had to go to Pearson that morning for, a security interview for like a trusted traveler program.
Yeah, yeah.
We got it for our son. So I had to bring him for an interview with the federal, with the U.S.
So,
government.
So I'm going to go see I'm going to stop by the VW dealer.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, if I'm there, I'll go to that VW dealership, and then I also booked an interview booked a meeting at another VW dealership, because I was like, well, I'm going to go to this one, then we'll just go to the other one to see, like, pricing.
Is your wife with you or not?
My wife and my son.
Okay, so your wife and your son is like, all right, we're going to go do this interview, and then we're going to go to two dealers.
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't been to a dealer in a while, had you?
No, I've actually never bought a new car.
All right, so
wait, give me time of day. So you got the interview for the travel first?
Yeah, that was like,
just gone
9 a.m. or something like that.
All right.
And that took like 5 minutes.
And did you rent a car?
Yeah, how'd you get there?
I think I had a Zipcar.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember which one it was?
I think it was a Honda.
So you hated it.
I didn't loathe it, but I was just like, I'm not giving these people my money.
So I want to know the conversation going. So you're driving from the interview. Tell me about the conversation between you and your wife going into the VW. Is this, because it contrasts between like, let's buy this car, let's get this over with, or like, hey, let's just go browse around.
Let's get this over with because we, like, just like, there's only so many days we're going to actually do this.
Okay, like, so you're in your mind, there's like, there's a decent chance I'm walking out of here with a car.
Yeah, they gave me the right price. I was like,
and what did you have a check with you?
Probably.
Did you have a check with you?
I don't remember, but okay. Probably.
Okay. What were you gonna buy? So like, Do you have printouts of like the options or like?
I'm a horrible like data nerd. So like I had a spreadsheet of like different cars I was considering.
Yep.
Both new and used, like, and then what like the operating costs of those cars would be for the next 5 years, like, and then like what the like amortized cost of them would be. I was like, so I knew like I had the trade-offs of like all fuel economy based on what I thought I was going to drive in the next year, which actually turned out to be correct, like in terms of mileage and stuff per month.
Yep.
What about insurance? Did you get quotes from insurance on the different cars?
I got quotes on a couple cars. Yeah.
So.
Wait, so is the spreadsheet with you, or is it like that research is done?
That research is, oh, when I, like, so then it was like, so that was all basically to, like, for my own mental buy-in of what I was getting.
Yep.
And when I started looking at used cars, there was, like, 1 or 2 year old Jettas that were just selling at, like, I was just like, that is a huge drop off from new cars. I was just like, I think I can get this done and, like, justify the cost of it.
Get the new car done or get the
used
car done?
No, like getting it, I'm like, because I got like a 1 year old used fleet, like VW that had 25,000 kilometers on it.
Yep.
And literally, like the car hadn't been detailed. Clearly no one had ever sat in the backseat of this car.
Got it.
But wait a second, we're already that. I want to know how in the world did you get from the dealer with your kid and your wife after the interview to the Russian lobster?
So tell me about what, So tell me about
he's
walking
the timeline here.
He's a reputable gentleman.
I'm sure he's very reputable. So give me walking into the dealership. You got to get the baby out. You got your wife with you.
Yeah.
Give me the so this is like I'm videotaping you walking in here.
Yeah, I guess.
Give me the whole scene.
So this dealership, which I think was one of the largest VW dealerships in Toronto, was currently under renovation. So you were walked into like their garage. So it was not a very
okay.
Like it's not a nice looking space. They had the like test car like ready to like was sitting there ready to go.
So you called ahead or emailed ahead?
Yeah, I had called ahead being like, when I get there, I want there to be someone who I can talk to. I don't want to like wait when I get there. And so they're like, okay, Joe or whatever the guy's name was, we'll.
Okay, got it.
Hey, wait, you call on the way or had you called the previous day?
The previous day, yeah.
Okay.
Sunday?
It would have been on the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And are they open Sunday?
I have no idea.
So what did you ask? They had the car there. What did you ask for?
I was like, I'm thinking about buying a used 2012 Jetta.
Yep.
Because they had a whole bunch listed on Craigslist. And so I was like, okay, I want to test drive one of those.
Okay.
So
you don't know that this is like the car, but they pulled out some used 2012 Jetta.
Some, yeah, used 2012 Trendline Jetta.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't care about color. I didn't care about.
What's a Trendline?
It's just like there's like the lowest, cheapest Jetta is a Trendline.
Okay.
And then it's like Trendline Plus, Comfortline Plus, blah, 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 like.
Yep.
Ad infinitum.
So okay. Wait, I just got to make sure you bought the comfort line, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't buy the cheapest one.
Huh? No, this is why the Russian mobster was an even better deal.
Got it. Okay, so you walk in with your, do you take the car seat out of the car, put your kid in the car? Or is your kid waiting? How are you doing this test drive?
Got to the place, we took Edison out of the car. My wife went, sat in the dealership, I did the test drive. And I came back and I was like, yeah, it's good, and like it meets my standard of driving, you know, like.
What's your wife doing with Edison? It sounds
just, I guess just sitting inside, you know.
She didn't want to go.
No, she didn't really care. She was like, if you're fine with it, I'm fine with it.
Okay. And so,
my stunningly beautiful wife, you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to add that point. So why didn't you just sign right there?
Couldn't come to price.
What do you mean you couldn't come to a price? You knew the prices already.
Huh? Yeah, so I figured there was some room for haggling. No.
Right. And there was none.
There was none. Well, like, there wasn't, I was like, well, hold on, like, I'm like, here are, like, these are other prices I see. And the guy's like, then you skid into that ridiculous interaction with sales guys at dealerships who are like, well, this is the best I can do. Let me go talk to my manager. And I was like, why do you have to, I'm like, you don't have the authority to, like, do anything here? Like, why don't I just talk to your manager? And then I found out that this is how all this always works. And I was like, this is insane.
What did he say? How did you find out that's how it always works? Because it sounds ridiculous.
Well, then, like, when I told people afterwards, I was like, you would not believe how terrible it is going to a car dealership. It was like,
oh, but in the
it was
moment,
a shakedown.
In like, the moment, you didn't know. You're just like, I can't talk to him, but he's the decision maker. I got
right.
Talk
and
to
I was
you.
Like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, okay.
Why do you need to, okay. And so you got, at this point, it's like, something's not right, I'm out.
The guy was like, no, he's like, we cannot go lower than, I can't remember what price he said, you know. I was just like, okay, well then I'm clearly misinformed about like the pricing of this car because other like used car listings are lower than that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have an appointment with like another V-Dollar dealership yeah. down the highway. I'll give you a call back if
and he didn't budge at all on that.
Didn't budge at all. I think he called me at the end of the day, but.
How'd you turn out? And so you left there with your son and your beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And you went to the other dealer.
Yeah.
And what were you hoping for when you went to the second dealer?
That I could haggle a better price out of that guy.
So haggling was important to you at this point.
Well, like I was like, if I can just buy from if I can buy a certified used Volkswagen from the dealership, then I was like, I'll have like less concern in my mind about like the maintenance of it that like it's always been maintained by a VW and blah 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 like.
But do you have
a dollar amount in your head? Like, is there a?
Yeah, I think my wife and I had decided like on a. Like max price or something.
Okay. So if I can get the guy down to this price,
done. Like I would
drive out,
save as much time as possible, and be just done with the whole thing.
Got it. But I just want to make sure I'm clear. You traded off the dealer, kind of security thing.
Yeah.
With
Russian
getting mobster. A better deal.
Yeah.
From the Russian mobster.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So you went to the, so now it's noon. Did you guys go eat between or I mean at some point when
no,
do you?
No, we. So then we drove to the next dealership. Went through this rigmarole again, and the guy then tried to sell me like every other brand of Volkswagen. I was like no. I'm like, he was like, well, I can sell you a Golf cheaper. I was like, my stroller doesn't fit in the back of a Volkswagen Golf. He's like, are you sure? I was like, are we actually gonna do this? I rolled the thing into the dealership. We popped open the trunk of the Golf there.
Yeah.
And like, look, doesn't fit, man. Guy. Like, back to the conversation I want to have.
So what is your wife and your beautiful wife and Addison doing at this time?
Sitting there kind of being like, my wife's a very charming and polite person, but like, oh my God, you don't want to make enemies with her. Like, once you're on her, like, then you're done. You can just see her like biting her lip with this guy being like, why is, like, if you can't do the price, then just say it. Like, and if, like, you're wasting our time kind of thing.
So I just got to make sure the humor is that you actually took the thing and put it in the Golf.
Yeah, yeah, our stroller, yeah.
Your stroller. And so how long were you there to that dealer?
I don't know, an hour?
Yeah.
So you ended up at the Golf after the Jet. So it was like, did you get to a point on the Jetta with this guy, the second guy, where like, we're not going to get to this price, let's go someplace else? Is that how it?
Yeah, so like we went back and forth on price and then same thing. He was like, well, let me talk to my manager about the price. And then manager's like, there's like no way we can go that low because he's like, well, this is the price we even bought the car at. I just, which made me be like, hold on. I'm like if he's telling me that number, something like I have, he has information that I don't have.
Yep.
Like something, he's making money elsewhere that I don't understand.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to get ripped off. I'm leaving.
Okay. So what? So I want to know like the thought.
Or like I just did not trust the scenario at that point.
So it's not even one dealership or the other dealership at this point. It's like the whole dealership thing is kind of weird.
Which is unfortunate because I then drove to another dealership.
A third one?
Yeah, there was another one like really close by.
VW.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking the third time is going to be different.
I mean, like, let's just see what happens. Yeah. I'm like, I already sunk all this time dealing. I was like, I'm not taking another day off to deal with these idiots, so let's see what happens. Okay. Exact same thing happened, yeah.
And you couldn't come to terms. And so I want to know what your feeling was when you left. Like, oh my God, I got to take
I'm it never out. Buying a car again. It's probably what right. Yeah.
Wait, so how, so the third, so interesting.
I was like, maybe we don't have to buy a car.
So the third guy didn't have a shot of like, let me get you into something older, more miles, anything. There's no like, because I guess I got to play it out. I went to the first. I thought I was getting a car at the beginning of this day.
Yeah.
Two dealerships down. The third guy has got to be playing some game to like, let's change your your hope, you know, let's change what you're trying to get, nothing?
So to which I'm pretty sure what my wife said, it's like, maybe our expectations on price isn't like right or something. Like, I was like, maybe we are, maybe like we really can't get it for this price based on the other thing.
Yep.
So then I was like, so I think after that third dealership we went and ate, because you asked me that a second ago, and I was like, okay, well, let's like go home, and I'll go to the office, and then we'll figure this out again. And I think that night, or someday that week, because we bought the car, I think, on a Saturday. Yeah, we bought the car on a Saturday, so I must have gone to the used car lot with my wife on like a Thursday night or something like that, like a Thursday or Friday.
So how did you find the Russian guy?
Just like something like Craigslist. I don't know if that's...
So how do you think it's going to be any different than the dealer?
Well, like his list price, like the price he had was like almost where I wanted it to be. And it was just like a kind of freak listing of like low kilometers, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, like, I'm like, as bad as the dealers were, I'm like, so now I was mentally prepared, like used car dealer is going to be insanely bad. and like this guy, I was just like, when did you want to come in? I was like, I'll be there, whatever it was, like Thursday at 6 o'clock or something like that. And again, the three of us like piled, I think, into a Zipcar. Went to the used car lot, which was in an industrial space in like Oakville, like kind of outside of Toronto, or suburb of Toronto. And car was, like I said, meticulous. Oh, the guy, like the office was just so shady and dirty, and I was just like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. But car was perfectly fine. He had just bought it at an auction like the week before, and he was like, well, this is the price. I was like, there was literally nothing wrong with the car. I was like...
Did you drive it?
Huh? Yeah, just like around the block. And I was like, I was just like, this thing is brand new. So I was like, I just want to take it to the Volkswagen dealership. The third dealership I went to was actually on the other side of the highway. So I was like, can I take it to them to inspect it? And I was like, I can't remember what his asking price was. And I was like, can you do it at this price? And he like hit a calculator. He's like, done. I was like... Okay. The next day, my wife brought the car to the VW dealership.
Yeah.
The mechanic told her, he was like, this is a brand new car. It was like, there's nothing wrong with this car. So we went on Saturday, gave him the money, and
Certified? Warranty?
Yeah, it was like all your standard, like it still was covered by like, you know, 5 year, 100,000.
But it wasn't a certified pre-owned.
No, it wasn't a certified pre-owned, but it still had like all the, like,
how many miles?
It had 28,000 kilometers on it.
Okay.
So it was like 100,000, like.
And it wasn't the lowest price one.
No, but that like it was still like the lowest priced Jetta I could possibly buy in southeastern Ontario, I'm guessing.
Got it. All right, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What was the push? The train, the having the kid, right? It was the fact of rental cars and having to try to find the right one. It was like all the inconvenience. What was the pull? VW, some historical, emotional.
College VW.
What? It's college VW, yeah. Right. But it's also the fact is that there were certain things that were out for sure, right? What was the anxiety? The car's gonna break, the price, right? Getting a deal. At the end of the day, all he really wanted was a little bit off, right? And the ability to negotiate. And if you didn't have that ability to negotiate, it was done.
So
right?
The other interesting thing that you hear, we always look for like really discreet stories. Piling all the stuff in the trunk was just, you could picture him standing there saying like, all right, this is a design consideration that I need to be aware of, right? A day ago, it wasn't like that, but now it's like the Kia trunk is full. If the Golf can't make it, it's out.
It's out. And so the notion is that all that story helps you lead to, again, how unique do you think his story is actually? It's not. When you start to look at, when you start to do three, four, to be honest, we've been doing them for You start to realize there's an issue here of that there's patterns.
So we skip. We got to talk about the last one because the habit of the present was fantastic because you could feel this. I haven't owned a car in so long, and he talked about his friends. So we have friends that have kids that have done this. So now there's like a, we can do this. We can pull this off. We can overcome the evil car dealership people that want us to drive cars because we know people that have done that, right? There's a habit. We can innovate and we can get around it. So there's something for at least for a year, 8 months after the baby's born, it's like, no, we're not doing it. Like we can zip car it. Yep. We can take the GO train. We're not going to tip. Yeah. But you have to start to feel how everything else starts to pile up. The fact that she got stranded on the deck of the train, everything piles up in order to get them to eventually switch.
Time's up. So the thing is we're staying around for the next 3 days. So we'll be here for questions the whole time unless we can ask one. Are we up?
2 minutes.
2 minutes because it's a break, right?
Yeah.
2 minutes. One question, two questions. Yes, just talk it out. Yep. Exactly. So the thing is, you start.
So does Zipcar have an opportunity to just rent long term or buy from them? Can they take their customer base and somehow monetize it in a different way, knowing that people are struggling like this, and wanting to get out in this? Can they leverage their?
And that habit is so big. That my thing is to leverage that habit because progress of buying the car, you want them to go the other way. So you actually create anxiety. Do you actually advertise the new car buying experience to create anxiety to keep them with Zip? Right? Yep. Where? Oh, hey. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, so I'm always battling people in my company, minimum viable product versus something that I think is actually exciting and sellable, right? Yep. So I'm always going for more. They're always going for less. And, you know, the various diagrams that you showed, you know, look to me like if I give somebody the complete minimum, right, and I'm giving them things that they might expect, they're not actually going to be delighted or see a very different way of doing things.
That's
so
correct.
I'm just trying to find confirmation for my bias so I can go back and tell people I'm right.
That's right. That's right. If you just give them the basics, it's not necessary. You need to actually hit the performance. But the key is what are the performance and the excitement variables? And what are the criteria? Because at some point you need to listen to stories of what people have done in the past because there are, for every one of Tyler's, there's probably another 300 or 300,000 people out there trying to buy who are going through the same kind of experience. So how do you make it better for him or them to buy cars?
The other thing that we always talk about is what we call this the big hire. So it's the switch, it's buying the product. But the other thing that we always need to consider is the little hire. So using it, every time you get in the car and you drive it, is it delighting you or is it annoying you and pushing you towards another car? So there might be something in addition to basic quality that you need to add to keep them delighted over time.
And this works in software, this works in services, this works in everything. Just to make sure it's clear. I want to be conscious of everybody's time. Perfect.
Good. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.